Wilson, Brother and Sister, GT. Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia. May 10, 1898. Dear Brother and Sister Wilson, I want to hear something particular from you. I learn that you have been sick, and this has grieved my soul. There were many things that I felt compelled to write for this American mail, and last week, for several nights, I was not able to sleep past 1 o'clock. I worked 14 hours on Sunday, as hard as I could, and that night I had a perilous attack of heart difficulty. At 3 o'clock, the crisis came, and I was in peril for some hours. But the Lord was my helper and my restorer. On Monday, I was unable to do anything, and hardly to speak. Tuesday, I was much better, and am now writing you these few lines by lamplight. I am still very weak, yet I rejoice in the Lord God, who is the help of my countenance, and my strength, my front guard, and my re-reward. I shall now have my son Willie with me, and I shall do less than I have done. I feel the deepest interest in you in Queensland, and I hope that this attack will prove a blessing to you in freeing your system from impurities, and that you will gain strength. You must not be placed where burdens will come upon you. Please write. If neither of you can write, Sister Lucas can from your dictation. I am anxious to hear from you. I read your letter to Brother Starr, I think it was, and was very much rejoiced to hear that you are pleased with the climate. Please let us know how you are. I cannot write much, for I have but little strength. Yesterday I rode out for a little while. While Sarah and the twins were getting lemons, I sat in the phaeton. But I was exceedingly tired. It was too much for me. I have made arrangements that W.C. White, Sarah Peck, Maggie, Minnie, and Sarah shall attend the Bible lesson given by Brother Haskell at 11:30 in the morning. This instruction in Bible lines is too invaluable to be lost by my family. I am glad that you have Sister Lucas with you. She can be a help to you, and you can be a help to her. We are praying for you. Your labors are missed in Sydney, but at this time of the year, it is better for you to be where you are. The meeting house in Stanmore was just finished in time. Had it been delayed, and this fearful storm struck it when it was in an unfinished condition, the Lord could have spared it. But we had no such trial. Oh, praise the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Be of good courage in the Lord. He lives, he loves you. He knows your labors of love, and he will be your helper. But did you go to Queensland to keep a boarding house? This ought not to be. You did not go there to exhaust your strength in entertaining comers and goers. If you were both physically strong, it would be a different matter. But as it is, you cannot do it. You have other work to do. Some other arrangements must be made to take this care from you. I know the comers and goers do not realize these things, but they must not let this burden come upon you. They do not understand that you were taken away from a place where you could do great good in order that you might be benefited by a better climate. They must understand that burdens are not to come upon you in entertaining even your own brethren. Let someone be appointed to do this work. I think you did wisely in sending for Sister Lucas, but this action does not mean that you are to take the burden of a boarding house upon you. Again I say, let some provision be made in this line. I am surprised that our brethren cannot reason from cause to effect and spare you every unnecessary taxation, that you may both preserve your strength to do the work to which the Lord has called you. I have not received a line from you, but in the night season I was advising you to be guarded in these things. I put the scene before you now, and hope that you will not allow yourselves to be overtaxed. These thoughtless acts of letting burdens fall upon those who are ill prepared to bear them is a great mistake. Especially is this so in your case. You have a work to do in the ministry, and let those who are not called to labor in this line do the physical labor. But I will say no more on this point. I ask you to cling to the Mighty One, who is your restorer. Quietly rest in His promises. Be sure and provide nourishing food for yourselves, and thus strengthen your physical powers. Exercise is of advantage for you, not violent exercise, but live in the open air all you possibly can. Do not confine yourself to much brain work. Be free to recover yourself. Cooperate with God in this work. We are not to be presumptuous and think that the Lord will do the part that He has left for us to do, according to the light God has given us. Do not give up speaking to the people, but limit yourself to 15 or 30 minutes. Do not pray lengthily, but offer short prayers.
Do not lift heavy things, but exercise in the open air as much as possible. Do not worry. Living or dying, you are in the hands of the Lord. You need to trust in the Lord and cooperate with Him. I must close, as my breakfast has been brought to me. Love to all the family.